This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of where you're at or what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Also, the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, special shout-out to you, as well as Felix and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail around to the places where they can get it and deliver it, and you can get your checks and whatever else you have to get in the mail delivered to you. And let's not forget also our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and delivering the diesel out there so you can get your go juice and go where you got to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Truth Social, which is the Trump website. We're there as at Captain's America on all of those, as well as our Twitter account, at Captain's America. So check it out. And while you're checking things out, don't forget about our website either, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, there for you to take a look at and see all the different things that we have there. Okay, joining us right now from California, it is none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to take a shot at the Pledge of Allegiance for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now,
that's exactly right, yeah.
Joe Biden and the CEO, the chief executive officer of Chevron, got into a sharply worded conversation back and forth, tit for tat, for several minutes over the price of gasoline.
Well, they did, and we know that recently the president has criticized the oil companies basically as, quote, making more money than God, unquote. And honestly, Captain, it seems to me that this all goes under the banner of the Democrats, especially Joe Biden as president, trying to make it look like they're trying to do something about these out of control gas prices. So they establish a villain and they demonize the oil companies, and then they try to make sure that they're the ones coming in. Well, I'm going to use presidential powers against you and whatever the case might be. When in reality, the Biden administration essentially created this, all without Vladimir Putin's help, I might add.
I'm glad you said that. The Biden administration did, in fact, create everything that you see right now. They had no help from Donald Trump. Things were moving along. They were getting better. And suddenly when Joe Biden comes in and stops the Keystone XL pipeline and does away with the permits that they had for different areas to be drilled and slowed down the refineries. Suddenly, when he did all that, boom, we have what we have.
Well, right, exactly, and it's this notion, it's this tactic. It's kind of like, you know, community organizing at the extreme high level, where they're trying to make sure that people get mad at somebody, but they really should be mad at the Biden administration. And so all of this is deflection, trying to make you think that they're fighting for you when they created the problem.
Well, they're fighting for you, but they're not fighting with you.
Right. Well, exactly. And it's anything to distract you from that, because we know the moves the Biden administration can make right now, but they will never do it because it would actually reverse the damage that they're trying to inflict.
Now, 95 tech firms have been laying off people since June. Increasing the recession is their concern, the increasing recession. And, of course, worries in the U.S. By many who are watching what's going on, wondering what's happening here, when they know that if there's a problem, it's all on Joe Biden.
Well, sure. You know, what's happening is, you know, a lot of, I think, high-level execs and people in the know, as it were, you know, they see the trend. They see what's happening. They can anticipate it. And I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing what we're seeing. And so Joe Biden can say all he wants that you're making things up if you ask about isn't a recession inevitable at this point or is it very close. And he can rail all he wants to on the beach. But it doesn't change, I think, what intelligent people who've made a big success success in business are seeing.
Our grandmother emeritus, Janet Yellen, has said not all recessions are alike. Inflation can come down amidst the strong job market.
Well, Captain, honestly, is the job market actually strong in terms of what we would consider normal circumstances? And it's just not.
No.
You know, it's in fact a misnomer right now. But they use that as a terminology to make you think, or at least try to give the impression, that it's really good, so don't worry. And to a great degree, she's saying there's going to be a recession, but it's probably going to be not so bad.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are off to take a break here, and we'll be right back after that break with more. By the way, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Jellystone Park, otherwise known as Yellowstone, up there. Big, big, big mess. Now they got to clean it up. We'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, that's another legend right there, Chris Markowski. He and I started at the same time many moons ago on the radio, 22 years ago. And I remember when he started up, he was the show that was going to come on right after me. It was an hour-long program. I was on for 2 hours. He was on for an hour because he wasn't sure if he could handle a radio show for more than an hour. Come to find out, he could, and he did. Then the rest is history. All right, this portion of the program, my Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, brought to you by Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously, and I have for going on 8 years. Now, the reason I take it is because of the problems that I have, which this product here controls it. It helps to stop it and eliminate it so I can go on with my life. Now, the reason it does that is because of what's in it. It has drug-free turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 inside. Now, this helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going straight to the source. Never seen anything like it. If you got a headache, it'll work. If you got a leg ache, it'll work. If you got a backache, it'll work. If you got a neck ache, it'll work. But anyway, I rest my case. So go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and take a look at what's over there. It's called the 3-week quick start. You'll see the bags there. $19.95 in a 3-week quick start. Try it. See what happens. I'm sure you're going to like it. And by the way, what do you have to lose but pain? Right, Kyle?
That's right. All you have to lose is pain.
Yep. And that's the point. That's the point right there, to get rid of the pain.
So relieffactor.com/captain is the place to go. Now, you and I have been talking about this one for quite a while, ever since we heard about the big flooding. The Yellowstone National Park, and you've been through it, what, a dozen times or more?
Yeah, we've been to Yellowstone, and we really enjoy that, exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, I've been there, but I've never been there to camp or stay. I've just been there driving through, taking a shortcut, if you will, from point A to B to get up on one of the big roads to either go towards Seattle or to go the other way towards Boise, Idaho. But anyway, I've been up on it a number of times. And the thing of it is we're hearing now that to rebuild the highway, just the highway that's up there in Yellowstone, that it's going to cost billions of dollars and take years.
Yes, the damage that was done is just devastating. Yellowstone is very spread out. There's all kinds of different things to see there, but yet the magnitude of the damage and the area I think that they'll have to cover for this is just daunting. And it's very sad because so many people, of course, love to go to Yellowstone every year. And, of course, it's home to wildlife of all kinds, and it's just so picturesque. And now it's going to take a long time to help it get back to that.
Yes, indeed, and that's a shame, but I'm sure they'll be able to do it. Now, the U.S. is going to be proposing a rule to limit nicotine levels in cigarettes. Won't that be interesting?
Well, that's right. I don't know. I mean, it's not cold turkey yet, but, it seems like that could cause, I don't know, would people smoke more, Captain, in order to satisfy the nicotine issue?
One would think.
Yeah. So it seems like, well, we're really trying to, curtail smoking, but we're going to make it such that now you're probably going to smoke more, but, oh, well.
Yeah, they're trying to help out the cigarette companies.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Again, I don't know. I'm not a smoker of cigarettes, but I would assume that would make sense. What you're saying makes sense.
Well, that, or they're saying they're trying to restrict it because nicotine is, can be addictive and this kind of thing. And but it seems like it would accomplish the opposite effect.
Now, we've talked about San Francisco a lot, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
Well, imagine this one. San Francisco is now faced with a mass exodus due to the crime and the homelessness that's there. People are going, that's it, we're done, can't take it anymore, pack up the family truck, sir, we're going out in the country.
Captain, this is just a response that, I think a lot of people did not want to necessarily have to do. People have lived in San Francisco. They loved San Francisco. But, of course, San Francisco has changed greatly over time. There's no doubt about that. But even with that, you have people who never wanted to leave. But now I think they just don't have a choice, they believe, because the crime and so forth and just the general unrest.
Now, you know how I keep an eye on oil, right?
Oh, of course, yes.
Has the price of gasoline stayed the same, gone down, gone up, or what, out by you?
You know what? It has, I think it's sort of stayed the same. I actually put gas in the vehicle today, and it was still $6.29.
Mm.
So I'll tell you that for 22 gallons, it was approximately $138 because it was on empty. There's no doubt about that. So 22 gallons is $138, basically.
Okay, now,
which is unbelievable. So, people have to start making a choice. Am I going to buy food or gas?
Yeah, and something that's going on right now is the price of oil over the past couple of weeks has, in fact, come down. Now, gasoline is in just overstock supply, if you will, at the refineries and wherever else that they put them, the tank farms, I guess is what they call them. But it's been well overstocked, and let me see here. We've got a new price coming in here. Wow. I got to take a look at this. This doesn't look right. Oh, my goodness. Right now, 12 cents a gallon, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refineries came down to $3.66 cents per gallon. And you know why that is?
Why is that?
They got no room.
Yeah, you know, I guess you're right. Yeah,
got no room, got nowhere to put it. And they want to keep producing, which means they're going to start selling overseas. We talked about that last week, that you're going to start seeing a lot of gasoline, finished product going overseas. But it's down to $3.66 a gallon right now, today, in the U.S. at the refinery. That means that there's been no truck transportation added to it, number one. It means that it hasn't had all the fuel additives dumped into it, number two. So that's the raw level of gasoline right now.
And do you think, Captain, that the anticipation of future supply, you know, may still be factoring in here, in the sense that the president can rail all he wants about refining more gas, but until they actually make it conducive to drilling and get that anticipation such that, okay, there's going to be plenty of oil and we're going to drill it and we're not going to have to worry about buying it from other places and stuff like that, it may still keep those prices high.
Yes, and right now Brent crude oil is trading at $114.65. West Texas crude is trading at $110.65 on the early markets that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely, you know, I think people are just bewildered, Captain, that this could happen so very quickly. And I think the opposite is true, though. It will go back very, very slowly in that sense.
Well, it never goes down as quickly as it goes up.
Right.
Yeah, once they hit it, and up it goes, away it goes.
That's right. And so people are looking at it, you know, and it's as a long haul kind of thing. And I think that factors into people's kitchen table budgets. It factors into the way businesses operate and so on and so forth, because it all gets baked in to goods and services and cost of living.
Right. And, of course, we have to keep all of that in mind because, again, you can save money on gasoline. There's a number of ways to do it. All of these gas stations, the bigger ones at least, have fuel cards and fuel programs where you can get the little cards and you enter a code, or you put your credit card up there, or whatever it is you do, and you get a discount, right?
Right, yeah. You can sign up. Sometimes they have, credit cards or stuff like that. You get a certain amount off per gallon.
And even our pilots in Flying J's have that same thing.
Right, that's right. That's yep. Where you want to get those points, exactly.
Yep. Because the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. Yep. All righty. I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means hang on. We'll be right back. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning right here in the beautiful land of Florida. And it's going to be another picture postcard day down here. I will be back. Hang in there. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And
here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A bipartisan proposal to address gun safety includes $750 million for states to implement crisis intervention orders that keep firearms out of the hands of individuals determined to be a significant danger to themselves or others. It also includes provisions to close the so-called boyfriend loophole and requires a review of juvenile records for gun purchasers who are under the age of 21. Texas Senator John Cornyn led negotiations for Republicans. He said he wanted to do more than just check a box.
I want to make sure we actually do something useful, something that is capable of becoming a law, something that will have the potential to save lives.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he will support the bill. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow rose 641 points. The NASDAQ gained 271 points. The S&P 500 was up nearly 90 points. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
You betcha, and GCN has this up there on the Westwood One satellite, so it's very easy. All these stations have got the satellite receivers, and they always can get the Westwood One satellite. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. You know, Mike Lindell, once again, is having a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now, it's the time right now to join with millions of Americans who change the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. And right now, you can buy one, get one, free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Fantastic, fantastic deal there. I've got two sets of them. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, that's the fancy My Pillow, not just the average run of the mill one, but the fancy My Pillow, and you get a buy one, get one on that. And then, of course, you've got the My Pillow sheets. And again, buy one, get one over there. And those are very, 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 very fancy as well. Now, don't forget, you also have the six-piece towel set. which is an excellent set. I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. You have a set of those, right?
We sure do.
Yeah, and the bath towel, the bath towel means that. It's a bath towel.
It is. It's a like a giant towel.
Yes.
It's not a beach towel size, but it is literally a giant towel. And so you definitely can wrap yourself up in it.
Yeah, absolutely, as they say. Absolutely. Now, the other thing is that they've got the roll and go my pillows there. And, of course, those are the ones that have got the American flags on them and the nature scenes and the wolves and the sheep and whatever else might happen to be there. They're the smaller towels that travel towels, small pillows that travel with you so that you can enjoy them on the airplane or a bus or train or whatever it is you're traveling on. And a lot of people will have them and you'll see them. So all you got to do to take advantage of this and buy one, get one, and get that price, is you give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN will get you in the door, and it'll save you that money. And don't forget, the Radio Listener Specials page is there for you and everybody else that listens to this show on the radio. Promo code is CAPTAIN. Their phone number is 800-641-5459. And happy shopping. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yep. Now, let me get on over here and take a look at what we're talking about here. Because we talked a little bit, and we didn't talk enough about the situation in California and some other cities, too, where people are just moving out and moving away from the areas they've lived here all their life, but they just can't take it anymore because prices are totally out of sight. And, by the way, some people are starting to get laid off in the midst of all this, too.
Well, everywhere you turn, it seems like one of the main explanations as to why you can't get the product or service is because they have a shortage of workers, or I only have two people working today, or this kind of thing. And also, I think you're right, Captain. I think companies are starting to anticipate that things aren't going to be as good. But people definitely want to get away from what they see as an ever expanding problem of crime and the inability of the police and or simply, because their hands are getting tied in so many things. And then you've got these prosecutors like Gascon in Los Angeles who have these bizarre, way, way far out notions of crime and what the punishment should be and how they should adjudicate these things. And people are just throwing up their hands and saying, okay, I'm out. This is too much.
Well, it's a saying the business, hang them high, right?
Well, right, but the idea, of course, is that it seems that the criminals get all the consideration, and the victims and the innocent people who are just trying to live their lives are now somehow, they're either branded as this or that or whatever, but anything other than innocent people going about their lives.
Now, the Supreme Court on Tuesday ruled that a Maine tuition assistance program must provide students with state funding to attend religious schools.
Very interesting, yes. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
What do you think of that?
Well, certainly. So what they're saying is that those funds would necessarily have to be provided then.
Right.
Right. Now, well, yeah, that is pretty interesting because this goes to the whole notion of school choice and where parents want their kids to be able to go to get the best education they feel is possible.
Now, in a 6-3 ruling along strong ideological lines, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that paying tuition for private schools but excluding schools with faith-based instruction is discrimination against religion, plain and simple.
Right, and so I think it's good to point out, too, that this isn't the government establishing a state religion. They're deciding this on a discrimination or discriminatory basis. So it's not that the state is, that there's the nation or the government is promoting a particular denominational structure or a particular religion, and, you know, necessarily. But what they're doing is they're saying you can't simply exclude people on the basis that they're faith-based, rather.
Right. And, of course, the dissenting opinion put up by Justice Sonia Sotomayor argued that the court's decision further eroded the separation of church and state. She says in 2020, the court ruled that states cannot exclude students from scholarships because they want to attend religious schools.
Right. Well, see, that goes exactly what we're just talking about. The government isn't prescribing a religion, and the government isn't demanding that you adhere to a particular religion or establishing a state religion. But to somehow believe that people in your country are somehow not going to be religious or not going to have different religious affiliations is unrealistic.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Right, because the government shouldn't also hamper your ability to make choices based on your religious faith.
Now, under this ruling, this is going to be very interesting. Under this ruling, states are going to have to decide, the ones with similar programs, whether or not they have to choose between using public money for religious schools or not providing assistance at all.
Right, and you'll have some people who will say, no, this will then take all the money away, because the very notion that someone might be enjoying a faith-based education, or parochial, as they might call it, is just anathema to them. It's absolutely a complete, total meltdown. And that's, you know, I hate to say it, it's almost like a programmed response. Oh, my gosh, the word religion appears here. We must squash it. That's all it is, sometimes,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, you're right, unfortunately. I hate to agree with you on something like that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. I agree. It's sad to say.
Mm-hmm. All right, now before we go to break, one last story. Joe Biden, most voters clearly are not buying what he's selling, and the exclamations about high gas prices, he said, and they say that he's done a poor job in handling the economy overall. Now, a new poll that's out there finds that just 27% of likely U.S. voters rate Biden's job as being done as excellent for his handling of the economy. Now, that's down from 32% in December. In the meantime, 57%, that's over 2-1, 57% now have Biden with a poor rating on his handling of the economy, up from 55% back in December. And it's a shame again to see that, but there it is.
Well, it is. It's a terrible indicator of exactly where our country is going right now. It is salvageable. The Republic endures, but it is taking the real brunt of it right now. Those 27%, Captain, I don't know what other follow-up questions could ever be asked, but I think they'd have some pretty bizarre ideas on other stuff, too, perhaps.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up. Kyle and I will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we'll take one last look at the roads for this morning. But in the meantime, you guys be careful out there, guys and gals. You be careful out there on the highways and byways. And we will be right back to tell you what you'll encounter as you truck along across the roads over the next 24 hours.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, that's the Eye of the Brothers. It's called It's Your Thing, Do What You Want to Do. Kyle, I remember that one like it was yesterday. That was a very popular song.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That was a lot of fun to dance to.
Yep, I can imagine.
Alrighty, go ahead, tell us what's going on out your way.
All right, folks, we're going to tell you about some of the rain in New Mexico here in just a moment, but we're going to let our friend Richard the Marine in on a little special weather statement that's covering most of the coast of Oregon, and that means that some of the unusually cool and wet weather that they've been enjoying there over the spring is going to start going bye-bye right now, because the summer weather is now expected to really begin, and then much of the southwest of Washington and northeast to Oregon, because it looks like you got some temperatures that are going to start climbing up. And so be sure, of course, that you're ready to deal with heat as that starts to come up this weekend. Likewise, in Reno, heading out I-80 towards Winnemucca, you're definitely going to have some warm-ups there. While it's not going to be considered extremely hot, it looks like it could be in the 90s. Heat advisory also coming from down the Interstate 5 in California, from Redding down to about Modesto, so be aware of that. And now, of course, in New Mexico, we do have aerial flood watches happening throughout just about all the entire state of New Mexico tonight. And as we look at the rain that's happening right now, still got rain coming down I-25 towards, if you're heading towards Las Vegas, of course, around Santa Fe, they've got rain right now. The rain looks like, I think, is starting to move, continuing to move east as you head out along I-40 towards Tucumcari, so I'm sure that that's going to be happening. Santa Rosa's got rain, so does Las Cruces as well, and over towards the border with Arizona. So that's the story in New Mexico right now, so be careful out there.
Okay, we have had a change in the weather, in particular over in upstate New York and Pennsylvania. I'm going to get to that first. From U.S. 15 down on the state line with Maryland and West Virginia, all the way over to I-81, and all the way up to upstate New York to include Syracuse, and then further north up the line towards Oswego, you've got a swath of rain right in that area. I mean, it's heavy rain, okay, coming down right now. So be advised of that. In addition, there is a severe thunderstorm watch for west of Oswego, over towards Buffalo, over towards Niagara Falls, down towards Dundee on I-90. So be advised of that. It also includes Rochester in this, as well as Buffalo. Now, when you move down and over, you've got West Virginia, the southwestern corner of West Virginia. Heat warning today, the entire lower part of Ohio, heat warning today, southeastern corner of Indiana, heat warning today. You've got fog, a lot of it right now in Tennessee, starting with Nashville, Tennessee, that area, north, south, east, west, and then fog up above Knoxville, going all the way up I-81 to right about Bristol, Virginia. You got some fog in the Atlanta area, a high heat warning for for Georgia, from just Atlanta down to Florida, down towards Tallahassee. You got a high heat warning in the central part of Alabama as well, and the northern part of Mississippi as well, and over into Arkansas. Again, going to be a real scorcher over there, so be advised. The important thing is you got to remember, keep yourself hydrated, and make sure that you've got that radiator that you're driving around in with plenty of, don't just dump water in the radiator. That's a mistake, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yes.
Yeah, you have an overflow, and usually that overflow is for antifreeze.
Right.
Yep, which people say, well, what do I need that for in the summertime? Well, it's to keep things a little bit cooler. You'd be surprised. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him, and he'll be back. Of course, he'll be talking about the pilot of the Flying J and the great job that they do out there mitigating things. And by the way, they also have a driver's club that you can join, save money, and it's anywhere from a nickel on up to about 15 cents a gallon, depending on how much money you're spending at the pump and how many points you get
adding every time you do that. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com is on the telephone line with us, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. You sit here and you look at all the stuff that's going on, and you continue to hear the Biden administration, and they just can't get out of their own way. I mean, it's the comments that are being made. You know, the White House says one thing, Biden says another thing. Are they ever going to tell the truth?
Well, I wouldn't think so, because it gets twisted. But what are you referring to specifically?
Here I go. The White House said that Biden has prepared Americans to deal with a recession, after the president has said repeatedly over and over again, it's not inevitable that we're going to have a recession.
Okay.
Kind of a little he said, she said deal there.
Well, none of this is coming from Biden himself. He's being told to say that.
That's right.
Okay. Right. Just so you got that.
Yeah, but you got the little press secretary, Ms. Marvelous. Again,
Yeah.
Again, I call her Frenchie.
All right. But, you know, look, she's got a notebook. Jen Psaki had the same notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tabs in this notebook. And in this notebook, under the tabs, are pre-crafted
mm-hmm.
responses. It doesn't necessarily answer a question that you know, any of the press reporters may have. It just simply says, this is going to be our response if somebody refers to this particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the answers are often non-answers. But having said that, too, the responses are platitudes. They're there to be slippery. So there's not anything that can that can be fact checked. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So that's done on purpose.
Wonderful.
Well, I mean, it's not anything new. The Obama White House did the same thing.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. And we got the top of the hour news to do. And once we get done with that news, we'll be back to talk to you about what's going on in the world in which we live, and even an article that Denise Simon had to write. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.